Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today we start a new chapter. Babu Fadli al-Ibadati fil Haraji wa huwa al-Ikhtilatu wal-Fitanu wa nahwaha. The chapter on the virtue of worship at the times of turbulence, time of difficulty, time of turbulence, types of hardship. The virtue of worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at such a time when there is all these types of things, including confusion, corruption, etc. Now a person worships Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what reward does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give this person? One is to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the time when there is ease, at the time when there is comfort, when things are going a person's way. That itself is something that is very rewarding, something that is very great. But even more difficult on the nafs and on the tabiat is when things are going against a person. Things are not working out in his favor, this time of difficulty, this time of hardship. Allama Anwar Shah Kashmir rahmatullahi has described it as a time of garbar, the time of difficulties, turmoil. At that time, when an insan, when this servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going through that turmoil and difficulty, at that time when he worships Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the reward is even greater. Because now it's even more difficult, even more harder on the tabiat, on the nafs. You're feeling down, you're feeling low, but the person is still pushing himself. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appreciates this even more. عن معقل بن يسار رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم العبادة في الهرج كهجرة إلي رواه مسلم. هذا معقل بن يسار رضي الله عنه he narrated رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said that engaging in worship during turbulent times is like emigrating to me, is like making hijrah to me. What is meant by this is that in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when the hijrat was faraz, then the reward of emigrating from Makkah al-Mukarramah to Madinah al-Munawwara, a person is getting such a great reward in difficult times, in adverse conditions. This person is worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's getting the reward as though he's making hijrat in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, such a great reward. And we know in that time it was faraz for them to make hijrat. Even if a person had accepted Islam in Makkah al-Mukarramah, for the completion, for the takmeel iman, it was necessary for him to come to Madinah al-Munawwara to make the hijrat and come way to Madinah al-Munawwara. So a person is as though he is completing his iman by him worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this turbulent and difficult times. Another explanation ulama give is like how a person who is engaging in worship, he is fleeing towards the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is emigrating, he is moving, he is fleeing towards the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like how those people who made hijrat, they fled and they left Makkah al-Mukarramah and they went to Madinah al-Munawwara. It is like that. This person is fleeing, he is going away from that sin. Because in the one hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ibn Majah Sharif in Musnad Ahmad, it comes that the true emigrant, the true muhajir, is one who abandons those things which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prohibited. So this is a true person that has made the true muhajir, the person who is an immigrant, this is the true muhajir. He leaves out those things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made are haram upon him. And another thing that ulama explain is that in this difficult, turbulent times, here we find that kahijratin ilayya, as though he has made hijrat to me whilst I am alive. So person is getting that reward as though he is making hijrat to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was alive. So ulama explained that an important lesson comes out from here. And what is that lesson? Is that lesson of istiqamat. That yes, a person will go through certain times, certain difficulties. He may go through times when the business is not doing well. The person is, things are going against him. The staff are not working in his favor. Or he may lose a person, a family member. At that time it is a turbulent time, difficult time. But this person is still continuing with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted him to do. This is known as istiqamat. And what a person will get with istiqamat is better than what he will achieve with even 1,000 miracles. Therefore the Arabic saying, al-istiqamatu khayrun min alfi karama. That a person remaining firm, what he is achieving by remaining firm on what he is supposed to do. For example, he would recite or he would read his nafil salah, he would read tilawat of Quran, a person will engage in tasbihat, a person will engage in tahajjud salat, a person will engage in charitable works. in normal times. Now when he's going through this difficult moments, this difficult turbulent times, he's still continuing with that same routine of his, let's say ma'amulat of his, then this person is known as a person of istiqamat. He is a person of consistency. What he will achieve is even better than 1,000 miracles. What the 1,000 miracles can achieve, he'll achieve more than that. Ulama give an example, is that if you take, for example, 10,000 liters, one jojo tank of water, and pour it over one big rock, one big boulder, take it and pour it over. After a short while, all the water will just move on, the water will flow off, and it won't leave any real effect on the rock. There won't be any effect on the rock. But take that same 10,000 liters and allow it to drop by drop with istiqamah, consistency. You'll find after a while it will actually make a hole in that rock. Why? Because of that consistency that was there all the time, consistently flowing. This is the effect that it has. Can you imagine the effect that it will have on the heart of a person? A person doesn't leave out these things, even in these difficult moments, critical moments, he doesn't forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One other thing ulama explain, is this is the thing that will remove the difficulty. It's like a doctor, he prescribes some medication to a patient, and then after a while this patient gets worse, it gets very bad. When the doctor sees him again, the doctor asks him, were you taking the medicine? He said, doctor, I wasn't feeling well, so I didn't take the medicine. I wasn't feeling good, so I didn't take the medicine. The doctor will tell him that medicine would have helped you if you took it, because it was for that specific condition when you're not feeling good, that was the thing to help you now over a period of time to make you feel good. So don't leave out that thing that will help you. So this amal that we do, this tilawah, this tasbihat, this nafil action, this sadaqat, these fara'is, these wajibat that we do, these are things that will help us even in turbulent conditions, turmoil, hardship. May Allah Pak save all of us. But these are the things that help a person. So a person should never leave out these things, thinking that there's difficult times, so let me just leave it out. No, he should continue. These are the things that will help him come out of these difficult times. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in all conditions, in good times, in difficult times. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala change. This dua is a good dua to make. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala change the condition of hardships to the condition of ease for us. Because we are very, very weak people. We should never ask for hardship. We make dua to Allah Pak that, oh Allah, you change all the conditions of hardships to the condition of ease for us. Because we are very weak. Allah Pak give us tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala al-mursaleen. Alhamdulillah.